That's the spirit.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, Johnny. How are you going?
I'm good. And yourself?
Very good, thank you.
I'm also in a good mood, but that we don't need to talk about it. It's fine.
Well, Big Hungry, you may be more so or less so once you ponder the news about Cardinal George Pell. Have you managed to check that out, the story?
I didn't know about it, but up
to some mischief, I believe.
I looked at the New York Times article.
Well, the courts will decide whether he was up to some mischief, but this is pretty dramatic territory. Because Cardinal Pell was, until 3 years ago, he was moved to the Vatican to be put in charge of their finances. He was Cardinal based in Sydney, easily the most powerful and significant.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
In Australian Catholicism.
Wow.
So to announce that you're going to prosecute him for sexual offences and demand his recall from Rome is a pretty big step, and it must have sent shudders through what is, after all, the largest church in Australia. Now, I've just been very intrigued about the timing of this.
Okay.
Because there's an Australian Royal Commission which has not reported yet, and which did interview Pell in a fair by video from the Vatican City, because he wasn't well enough, he said, to come back to Australia to do this reporting. But why would the Victorian police move in and announce they're going to prosecute him even before the report has come in from the Royal Commission? That's what puzzled me.
Mm.
And I found the answer when I went digging deeper on the internet and discovered that 2 weeks ago, Melbourne University Press published a book about the Cardinal and concerns that have been raised about him by by a reporter who's been doing a big story on this.
So this Cardinal is a bit of a repeat offender, so to speak.
Well, mind, here's the interesting question, because the book has been withdrawn from sale. The moment the news was out, Melbourne University Press said the book was no longer available. So the bits I could pick up about the book were quotations from the Melbourne Age, which had been reproduced when it was published 2 weeks ago. And they were pretty much on the issue which he's often been accused of protecting child sex offenders, not child sex offending himself, but protecting offenders in the 1980s and 90s. Now, what nobody knows for sure is that there have been two or three claims of that he was also a child sex offender in the early 70s. But, you see, would you think the police are wise to move in, or maybe they've got a lot more evidence they're not talking about?
Why would the university withdraw the book from publication? Surely,
because they said it would prejudice the case.
Oh, so the police told them to do that? The man?
Possibly. That's not what they said. It wasn't the police.
Was it like, you know, the Vatican just cruised over in like a big Vatican spaceship and told everyone to shut it up?
I don't believe so. No, indeed. What's striking about this whole story is the Vatican's seeming powerlessness in the situation.
Have they come out and said stuff, or what have they?
All they have said is that George Pell will come back to Australia and face his trial, and he will pay for it himself.
And will he be uncardinalised? How does that work? Is it like a ceremony, or you just get a letter in the mail going, hey, mate, you're not a cardinal anymore, see you later?
Actually, he's 75, and by the time this has all worked its way out, he clearly won't be involved in the voting for the next pope, I wouldn't have thought.
Right, right.
Well, it depends how long Francis lasts, of course.
Mm.
But once you're over the age of 80, you're not allowed to participate anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's a sort of a semi-retirement system that works. Now, I mean, I also went to various Catholic conspiracy sites.
Good man. Get right in there, Peter, for us, if you don't mind.
Well, I did. They're pretty ridiculous. They, of course, are convinced that this is a plot, especially their conservative Catholics, between Pope Francis and the Australian police authorities who want to get rid of Pell, who is the symbol of conservatism, you see. Which doesn't quite add up to me, because he was, after all, Pope Francis's appointment. So why would Francis now suddenly decide to get rid of him? It is, I think, an interesting issue that...
popping up, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, sure.
I told you I watched that Spotlight movie. So the statistics are pretty horrific. Like, if you go into it, you know, it's like, it's not a good scene, should we say.
No, it's a very ugly scene. But what is to be gained by acting now, when you might think that they would be of a stronger case if, you know, there'd been the Royal Commission's report? But I think the book obviously put them under pressure.
Yeah.
Because the book exposed that there... And we've got to assume that that book has quite a lot to do with it, given that the two things happen so close to each other.
Right.
And its case seems... what I couldn't find out was how much evidence exists about the Cardinal's offending against children himself, because I would have thought not reporting was in itself... Well, not a hanging offence. It was a bad offence, but it wasn't something that would demand that he be dragged back from Rome. I think they need something bigger than that. Mm.
Have there been multiple investigations by the Australian Royal Commission, or is there just one which is about to be released? Because the New York Times article I looked at said... This is just sort of in that theme. It just said their report or an investigation by the Australian Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse concluded that 7% of Catholic priests in Australia had been accused of sexually abusing children between 1950 and 2010.
Okay, that's clearly leaping to conclusions.
Is this
that's certainly the sort of evidence that's been given to the Royal Commission. But it hasn't issued its report yet. Powell has been charged once before with sexual offences and was found not guilty. And the only two known charges against him, quite a lot is done on these Catholic websites to criticise the alleged victims as hopeless cases, alcoholics.
Right. Because you abuse them, you maniacs, basically.
Yeah, and of course that's what anybody who knows the stories knows, that this can be just catastrophic for people's lives.
Yeah, man.
So I don't think that proves anything. I think, you know, Francis has been accused already of being a bit soft on dealing with people against whom historic charges sort of hang around.
You mean the Pope Don, Pope Francis, like the head Pope?
Yes. But there was a very curious case that he set up a committee to look into the matter.
Right.
And then...
The worldwide problem.
It was a Vatican-based committee. And there was a prominent British campaigner on it, who was appointed onto it, and he resigned, and I listened to an interview with him in great frustration because the committee was consistently reduced until it had less and less powers. And I think this is Pope Francis not attending closely to the details of what's being, of what the committees are recommending. And so I don't think he's the world's greatest bureaucrat. He doesn't push.
Do you think maybe
make decisions?
He looked into it and found out, oh hell, it's pretty rife, and then just kind of freaked out, and now he's like, what do I do?
It could be. I think Francis, you know, the sort of gentleness approach of Francis applies to erring cardinals as well as to, or if they are erring cardinals, but, you know, so it applies to priests in the church probably as strongly as it does to the divorced people whom he's gained his name for being concerned about.
This issue is certainly going to give the Catholic Church in Australia a bit of shake-up, isn't it, in the coming months?
To charge a cardinal with sex offences. I mean, this is full on. In New Zealand, we had a case back in 1922 when the Bishop of Auckland, Liston, was charged with seditious speech when he seemed to back the Irish Republicans. But, you know, that was dramatic enough.
That was just a grunty opinion.
Yes. But this is one further in a strong personal attack. Yeah. But then I think, you know, the churches are not nearly so capable of maintaining their integrity in this one. The Catholic Church has lost so much dignity over this issue. Mm. It has such a bad look, doesn't it?
I'm not going to become a Catholic anytime soon, that's for sure, mate.
Yeah, and that's, I think, been a lot of people's reaction, that the church no longer seems to have a very compelling case for itself. Mm.
Well, it's a heavy one, mate. Yeah, thanks for that, Peter, and we'll catch you next week, mate.
Okay, see you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Right, bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.